I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Emma Hughes, who's the Support Hub Manager at Sancta. So very good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Sanctus and your role there.
So Sanctus is a free cafe and day centre space with a support hub above our premises. And we work with anyone from rough sleepers to sofa surfers, people that are housed but vulnerable, maybe facing eviction, facing homelessness, people that are in addiction, that struggle with their mental health, or are just vulnerable and perhaps lonely for whatever reason. My role as a support hub manager is to oversee the support that we give to people, and that could be anything from tenancy sustainment to applying for benefits or looking for housing, linking up with the other organisations that we work with that can support specifically with mental health and addiction and other sort of very specific areas that we can't necessarily deal with ourselves, but we can give a safe space and partner with other organisations to get people any of the help that they require to move forward.
And it's just worth mentioning there, Emma, that anybody can find themselves homeless. Anybody can find themselves all of a sudden can't afford to pay a mortgage or can't pay rent, or their partner leaves them, or, you know, there can be loads of circumstances. It's not always to do, sometimes people have this image that it's to do with drugs or alcohol, but that isn't always the case, is it?
No, it really isn't. And especially during COVID, I think that, you know, the plight of people becoming homeless, it's become clear that there are a very broad number of reasons. We've got at present two people that are staying in their cars, people that can't be in specific areas for a number of reasons, family breakdowns. You know, you can meet someone that on the outside seems very kind of ordinary, in inverted commas, but they've just had very unfortunate circumstances. And we can all be very close to homelessness, given, you know, losing a job or a family member or a breakdown in relationship or mental health. Anything can cause someone to get to that point and to find themselves at Sancta.
And how many people are in Chelmsford at the moment that are homeless? What do you know what the numbers are?
I don't know the absolute number at the moment. It changes all the time. And last week, I believe the numbers probably went up significantly. There's a lot of rough sleepers now in tents on the high street that weren't there just a few days ago. So it's very much a work in progress. You know, there's so many people out there. Sometimes it might look like there aren't many at all, but there's a lot of what we call hidden homeless. So they find sort of places in forests and fields on the outskirts of Chelmsford because they don't want to be your kind of sleeping in a doorway and begging and being sort of obvious to the public. They want to keep themselves away from it. So it's very difficult to give an absolute figure. And like I said, it kind of changes sometimes day to day, week to week.
And obviously a lot of young people as well. I mean, it doesn't matter what your age is because, you know, people are still vulnerable. But there is obviously a danger. Well, it's a danger for anybody that's out on the streets. You know, you fall asleep, you can get your possessions taken, or people can attack you and all sorts of terrible things.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people, particularly during COVID, when there wasn't anybody about on the streets with the exception of the homeless. There was a young lady that was assaulted during the night in her tent. Several people that have had their belongings taken. You know, it's not a very nice world out there for them when they are on the streets.
Now, the work that you do there and your colleagues as well is you know, fantastic. And you've actually got a new, larger day centre. So you're going to be moving premises.
Yes, we are. Our intention is that we open on the 21st of June, and we're moving to a property that's actually attached to our current premises, but it's about three times bigger, which is brilliant. So we'll be able to have a lot more people in one time. You know, we're a very small premises at the moment, particularly our cafe space, and our day centre space, and we were seeing up to about 90 people a day. Wow. But in one sitting, we could actually only see sort of 25 at the most.
Mm.
So people were very much sort of crammed in. We'd never turn anybody away. And now we'll be able to do about 100 covers comfortably. So anyone that wants to come, you know, can come in at the same time. We're going to have bigger premises upstairs so we can have more organisations in to support alongside our team at any one time, which will be brilliant.
And you are open 7 days a week, aren't you, 365 days a year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We didn't close a day over COVID or open Christmas Day. You know, we acknowledge that there isn't a day of the year when someone doesn't need us, and actually at times like Christmas, Easter, you know, celebrations where other places are closed down is probably when people need us more than ever, because it can be very lonely and very isolating.
Now, do you, how I'm just having a little look on the website. I mean, you do help people with their CVs to get back out, to be able to get jobs. Yes. And also, do you've got food there as well? Do you actually get supplied? Have you got local suppliers that sort of send you in food? How does that work for you?
Yeah, so we have to buy the bulk of the food that's cooked. We provide a hot dinner, freshly cooked dinner every day. Majority of the ingredients that go into the dinners we purchase ourselves, but we are very lucky that we do get a lot of donations from places like Pret a Manger, Greggs, some of the big supermarkets, and that's really kind of skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, during COVID,
yeah.
A lot more partners have come on board to donate food. So we use as much of that stuff as we can in the meals. But we also get lots of sandwiches and cakes and things like that. So we give out as much additional food as we can so that people have pretty much got all of their meals provided. And we run like very much an informal food bank type affair, where the supermarkets will provide us and the public will donate to the sort of supermarket bins, tins and packets and pretty much anything that you can imagine, and we'll give those items out to people so they can take things that they want. If they're housed but they're living on the breadline, you know, we can give them tins and they can do their own cooking at home. If they're rough sleeping, they can take the sandwiches and the cakes and have those for their other meals.
Mm. It is as I said, it's fantastic work that you do there. You are a registered charity. Do you hold, I mean, it's been difficult for a lot of charities, obviously, over the last, you know, the last year and a half, I can't believe it's such a long time, with COVID. Yeah. So has your fundraising, how has that affected everything for you?
In some ways, it's actually benefited us because there have been other sort of small funds that we can tap into that were COVID specific. So that's enabled us to have a stream of income that we didn't have before. However, there, you know, with the events, everything has been cancelled, and we'd literally just got to the point where we were quite recognised in the area. We were chosen, thankfully, as the mayor's charity, for example, but obviously none of the events that would have taken place have taken place. So. Mm-hmm. Things have been online and they've been able to promote us in other ways, but there's certainly been a lot of lost income that could have been otherwise generated.